There's a new dating show coming to our tellies. It's called My Mum, Your Dad. It's presented by Davina McCall and it'll be on ITV1 from September the 11th. It's sort of like a Love Island, but for parents. Let's have a little bit of a listen to the trailer.
We're okay if you want to start dating again.
I just want to give love and be loved.
I would love that to have someone.
I miss coming home to someone.
Are you worried about whether you're ready?
Yeah.
It's just so nice to see.
It's been 37 years since I've been on a date.
We're a bit rusty.
I'm looking forward to this. Well, Karen Mooney is CEO of matchmaking agency Sarah Eden Introductions, based in Windsor. She's a relationship expert and agony aunt. So it's an interesting premise this morning, Karen, isn't it? Older people dating, which we don't tend to see on the telly.
Morning, Kirsten. I mean... There are so many older people looking for love at the moment, and I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, who best to find you somebody to love than your children?
Because I was going to say, that is the sort of twist here, that the parents are up for meeting somebody, the children sit in a sort of room and watch things and have a certain say. So do you think that does help then? Do people lose their way a bit if they're coming out of a long-term relationship maybe?
I think so. I haven't actually seen the format properly of the show, but certainly at Sarah Eden, we get children sending their parents to us because they want to, you know, they want them to be happy and to share their life with somebody in the long term. It is important. I mean, it's not just important for the parents. It's also important for the children and for everyone's mental health too, I think.
Do older people come with more baggage in terms of you might be coming out of a messy divorce, you might have been for the same person for 30 years or something, that's quite difficult to come to terms with not being with that person. You know, what are the things people are dealing with when they're dating it later in life, when they're back to dating in later life?
I think everyone has a story, and it depends on each individual, you know, whether they've been widowed, whether they've been through a messy divorce or whatever. But you need to get over that in order to find love. You have to deal with your demons, deal with your relationship past, and then go into finding a future partner with optimism and without any baggage. Because if you have baggage, you're not going to find the right person. It's difficult. I mean, we all have a past and everything, but you just need to deal with it and move forward and look to the future. And I think the pandemic, quite frankly, has taught people that, you know, life is for living. And, you know, certainly at Sarah Eden, we've seen a big increase in older clients coming to us. And our oldest client at the moment is 89, which is amazing.
That is a good effort. And is there a worry that the dating landscape has changed? I mean, I remember years ago I did internet dating and that was all new to me then. And I was a singleton just going in and out of relationships. If you've been in a marriage for a very long time, potentially, I mean, where do you get started?
Well, you come to Sarah Eden, obviously. But no, you, as I said, you deal with your demons and then go into it with an open mind. You know, don't, use your common sense when you start dating people. If you're going to go online, then, you know, use your common sense. If something sounds too good, then it probably is too good. Certainly, Which magazine in 2022, they did one in 2021, 2022. Online dating fraud went up, I think it was 52%. Because, you know, when people are looking for love, sometimes they can go into it with rose-coloured glasses. But, you know, you need to be savvy if you're using the internet and, you use your common sense, basically.
And Karen, what would make a perfect first date these days? Is it still dinner for two somewhere you may be comfortable going, and who pays the bill at the end? You know, all of those things are going on. So what is the ideal scenario, would you say?
Do you know, it all depends. I mean, we had a lovely thing happen on Wednesday. One of our couples turned up. It was their fifth date. They hadn't been apart since they actually met. And it was lovely. And he lived in Yorkshire, she lived in Surrey. They wouldn't have met without Sarah Eden, but they both had a lot in common because she originally came from Lancashire and they got so much in common. And their first date, which I think is fantastic, is a cup of coffee. just go for a cup of coffee and have a chat. And if you get on, their first date, as they said, lasted for lunch, then dinner. So it depends how you get on with that person. If you really like that person, then, you know, have dinner or have lunch. But first of all, just meet for coffee. I think it's a good idea.
That's a perfect idea. Lovely to talk to you, Karen. Thank you very much for that.